some crazy DJs back then. I'll tell you that right now, you know? Some of the DJs who could have went to, like, the world champion stuff, championships, you know? Yeah, I had some good times back then, man. You know, a lot of good crews came up out of the old school, you know? Some good times, man.
No doubt. And I mean, you know, I like the group thing. Honestly, I think that, you know, the group thing is amazing. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I really love our group, especially because it's like, you know, we all have our own self-styled wisdom and we all bring something different, but it all it all collaborates. You know what I'm saying?
Chemistry, man.
The chemistry is amazing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, God, it's you know when you spit a rhyme in a verse and your brother spits a rhyme that's similar in his verse, it's like, you know, you connected. You know what I mean? Like, you can't make that up, right? When you're talking about that chemistry, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
The office.
Don't get it crossed up. There be soldiers and bosses.
So why you wanna play? They got the fix on the horses.
It wasn't just Jesus who got nailed to the crosses. 100%, bro. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. I mean, yeah, it's been beautiful, bro. Like, just watching this and. Yeah, man, just grateful to be here, brother. You know what I mean? Just really grateful to be here, man. Look, man, we're going to run a PSA and we're going to come right back, man. Because, look, man, we got to give CJSF their props, man. Y'all niggas got to hear what we got for y'all coming up, man. Let's go. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Been changing the sound of radio ever since, man. And I mean, really, like, CJSF has been here for quite some years, months, and days. And, you know, since we've been on this platform, we've been able to do so much, man. Like, you know, really creating a space for artists to come here and share their music. And,
still,
you know.
Same thing.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Well, you know, it's yeah, man. You know what? You know what interview I really liked was the one with Jay Byer. You know what I'm saying? That was like a very powerful interview. You know what I'm saying? Like
deep show, man.
Bro, and then to see them at a fashion show, you know, a year later, he's like, yeah. Yo, you know what I mean? He had his Scotian accent, you know? I don't think he said cuz, but he's, you know what I mean? He came up to me. He's like, you remember me? I was like, of course I do, man. It's Jay Byer, the heavyweight boxing champion of Canada. You know what I mean?
No.
Oh, man, where this spot, man. You know, it's like, yo, I was in the spot. Hey, yo, y'all know who this is? Just the heavyweight boxing champion in Canada, man. Everybody start flocking to my man, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Hey, Jay, man, I hope you got some promo out of that, because I know you be teaching boxing and stuff, man. You know what I mean? Willfully got some clients out of that joint, you know what I mean? Word is bond. You know what I mean? But, yeah, man, this is what we do. You know what I mean? This is what we do, right? So, man, tell me what's populating, man? Tell me what's populating in politics right now, baby? What do we got? I see that America's about to strike on Iran. Is that what they saying?
It kind of looks like it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, ain't nothing new, man. We're just running the same script again and again and again, right? You know what I mean? Right? This time we just threw Maduro in the mix, you know? But, yeah, man, same old story, man. Everybody fighting each other, man. Same old war, man.
And they're showing clips of Trump being like, "Oh, we obliterated their sites and all of that," right? And then they're, and now, you know, the American people are seeing that that wasn't, you know, completely all the way true, you know. And yeah, it's like this guy's a madman. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's a madman. Mm-hmm. He's a madman. Who do you, out of all the presidents you see, who you think was the best character?
This guy's definitely something special. This guy's definitely something special, man. You know what I mean?
We obliterated it. Yeah. We obliterated, like, multiple interviews. We obliterated them. They're SHIT. We obliterated them.
The term over the top. Most definitely applies to somebody new around here, you know? Over the top.
100%, bro. Over the top, man. You know what I mean? Yo, Trump, man, you tanning too much. Or you using too much spray tan. You looking like vitamin C.
Big Daddy Kane voice. You're doing too much.
You're doing too much. You know what I mean? He's telling, he's got Cash Patel, DMX voice. Bet, roll it up. Trying to get hot. Yo, Cash Patel, man. Look. I seen a lot of people on the stand, but that guy, he held his own, man. I mean, he had every, like, how, like, there had to be, like, maybe, like, 10 senators in the building, you know, other, like, political figures in the building just going at him about the Epstein, about ICE, more specifically so with Epstein, right? And, man, this guy was just deflect, like, you know what I mean? Like, if it was a hockey game, you know? And all these teams are shooting. He was just going, block, 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 block. You know,
my man got a shutout,
bro. I'm telling you, he, like, and it, you know, because each person is awarded a certain amount of time, right? And you have to ask questions straight to the point. You know what I mean? And it's like yes or no, yes or no. And he's like,
I plead the fifth.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? No. Right. They're like, oh, well, you know, why won't you release the documents of all the people who were, what's the word again? Detacted? No. What's that word, God?
I don't know, brother. Involved?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about the word that they use when they cross out everybody's name. It's like detacted. What's, man, it's in my mind. Detacted? No. Man.
Or detracted?
Is it detracted?
Oh.
Call in, man. Tell us what it is. Tell us the word.
Let's put on layman's terms.
Yeah,
they cross the names out.
That's right. They cross the names out. Lots of them, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's interesting, right? And I mean, even I was, you know, Hillary's talking about, you could go Hillary, man. Don't get me started. Yeah, why don't you just release the files, you know? Like, yeah. Oh, if me and Bill, my husband Bill, if we had a penny for every picture we took, we would be millionaires. Aren't you already? You know what I'm saying? Right? Trying to go with that angle, right? But she also trying to attack, you know, telling Trump, right? Oh, yeah, you know, and it's like, man, the it just seems like the plot thickens. You know what I mean? And it's going to be interesting to see who falls, right? It's going to be interesting. Whoo! We got a caller. Go ahead, baby.
Is there anybody who's going to fall, though? You know what I mean?
Peace. Who we got on the line? Chris, how you doing? Let me see if I can put you on the speaker. You there? You there now? Peace. Yeah, no doubt. Well, you're going to have to give us a second here, Chris. You there? Yeah.
Is it this one?
Peace. You there? You there? Yeah. We having issues with the speakerphone right now, brother. So you're not on this, you know what I mean?
Let me try one more time.
Redacted. My man called in. You see that, folks? He called in to give it. Yo, big up to Chris, man. The word is redacted.
Yeah, sorry. I forgot the
redacted. Hey, yo, peace, Chris. We appreciate you, bro. My guy. We'll keep on doing what you're doing, bro. We appreciate you, and we'll build later. Redacted. Aight.
Thank you, brother. Peace.
Yeah. That's our brother Chris, man. A very, very loyal listener, man. You know what I mean? And, yeah, man. It's very interesting, man. These redactions, you know? These redactions, bro. So, yeah, man. Well, we gonna continue this party. We got our man Lincoln coming through around 7 o'clock, he says. So I'm looking forward to having the brother come on. I want to keep running some fire tunes for y'all, man. Just kind of going with a more jazzy hip-hop flow today. You know what I mean? That's how I felt today. Or, you know, a couple of days ago when I was making the playlist.
We got the jazz.
But this one's for the ladies. This one's for the ladies. This is some real, like, guilty. I think you're going to really like this one. Because this is London, you know, a nice cup of tea, a fresh rolled blunt, you know what I mean? And some British, what are they called? The British Knights? Remember the British Knights?
Of course the British Knights.
You remember the British Knights high tops?
The high tops.
Come on, mate. Remember the high tops?
The jockets are on the floors out there.
You know?
You know what I mean?
In UK, they call them stacky, right?
Oh, yeah, they call them stacky. You know what I mean?
Oh, mate.
You like to move them diamonds.
No, you know? No doubt. You move the diamonds, stacky, move the diamonds. He was moving the diamonds.
Yeah, he was, man. Yo, you one the guy, man, got me hip to this, you know, these short films. Remember how we were on a little British short film thing for a minute?
Oof, mate, I remember that, yeah.
You remember, Lord?
I remember that. That was during COVID, mate.
You remember that?
Yeah, we didn't go out nowhere. We just watched short films.
Yeah. That's my girl.
That's my queen.
Yeah, that's why you're my queen.
Yo, fam.
Yo.
Yeah, across the street, you didn't think you saw you tuck your chain in, fam.
Yo, man. But, yeah, I think we got another batch coming, man. My cousin hit me off with The Orphan. You know, keep one to God.
And
then went into, like, another one. Yo, I think I got the batch, man. Yo, y'all need to check out The Orphan, though. It's a little short film, you know
ooh,
what I mean?
Ooh.
Some London. So, you know, I hipped you with it, man. Put it in the box, man. Put it in the mailbox right there.
Yeah, bro. I'm going to have to do the knowledge to that because you know how I like
watch
that.
It later, man.
Oh, yeah, bro.
There's a couple, man. I was on the second one. That's why I was almost late.
Don't get show. Guilty start. Yo. Don't get him started. Yo. That my man, yo, look.
Yo, foam.
I blow the big out the dome.
Microphone terrorism. Call me Saddam.
Yo, foam. I blow the ish out the dome. Microphone terrorism. Call me Saddam.
Fired, bro.
Word.
Inspired, man.
Because that's what we do, man. We get inspired and we aspire others, man. And if you ain't aspiring nobody, then get the hell out of the industry. Yo, DJ, run that.
Some real.
Oh, going nowhere. 'Cause on the corners of your mind helps my body to unwind. Don't waste time. You said you love the way I know.
Your Afro Daddy, because it's flat on one side. You need to pick your Afro Daddy, because it's flat on one side. Well, if you don't pick your Afro,
remember,
you do all your talking before you go anywhere. Well, you said you was gonna take me to see Wu-Tang, baby. Oh, oh, oh.
props to the God job.
When I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. We're pretty, Benjamin is the highlight. And I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a gangsta in silence for the record. Tell the world I knew it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my face this all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright. You can live at the mall. I can see the evil. I can tell it. I know it's illegal. I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner. Put the candy painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket. In a profit big enough to feed you. Every day my logic. Get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it. Be about it. Every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog. My dog, that's all. Pick back and chat. I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks. So rest assured. My rights, my wrongs. I write till I'm right with God. When you know we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nights and my prayers.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me. So I went running for answers.
Peace, family. It's your brother Hard Body Dreams. Hey, man, sometimes you have a couple of difficulties, but, you know, we still keep it moving. We got our next joint coming up. Look, man, my brother Lincoln Thorne is in the building. We just trying to get him up here right now. Let's keep it going.
Somebody should have told me it would be like this, be like this, be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Yeah. Life is a balance. You lose your grip, you can slip into an abyss. No doubt, you see these tripping. Ego in charge of every move, he's a star. And we can't look away due to the days that he caught our hearts. He's falling apart, but we deny it. Justifying a half he dropped, we always buy it. When he tell us he a genius, but it's clearer lately. It's been hard for him to look into the mirror lately. There was a time when this was my hero, maybe. That's the reason why his fall from grace is hard to take. Cause I believed him when he said it was pure, ain't he? The type of nigga swear he real, but all around us fake. The women, the riders, you know the yes men. Nobody with the to say something to contest them. So he grows out of control until the person that he truly was all along is starting to show. Damn, wonder what happened. Maybe it's my fault for idolizing based off the words they be rapping. When come to find out, these don't even write. They hit some new style bubbling up, then they bite.